WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies in for Terry Gross. The great jazz saxophonist Ornette Coleman is now 84 and rarely makes records anymore. His last album, Sound Grammar, won the Pulitzer Prize for Music in 2007. Now, with no fanfare, comes a new indie release recorded in 2009 that finds Coleman in unfamiliar company. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has the story and a review.
In a way, New Vocabulary is like no other Ornette Coleman record, with its singular lineup of alto saxophone, trumpet, and drums, with the trumpeter doubling on electronics. In another way, it's like every Ornette record, because his sound is unmistakable. As always, Coleman peppers his solos with pet phrases as catchy as a children's song or earthy as a field holler. Ornette's early hero, Charlie Parker, had his favorite licks too, and his example taught Coleman to write tunes that sound like the way he plays. Then those written figures seep back into the improvising in an endless loop. Coleman's lines on New Vocabulary echo tunes from all over his career. This music has a backstory. In 2008, Ornette Coleman had met trumpeter Jordan McLean of the Brooklyn Afro-funk band Antibalas. They started jamming, and they liked it even more when McLean brought along drummer Amir Ziv. Over a period of months, their jams turned into rehearsals as pieces began to take shape out of their improvising. They recorded for 3 days in 2009, sometimes adding pianist Adam Holtzman as a wild card. Then McLean and Ziv did the editing and mixing. Ornette Coleman usually records with members of his own circle in settings where he has greater control. New Vocabulary takes him into a different sonic space. It's very much a cooperative project, but McLean and Ziv are generous in setting Coleman up to do what he does best. They drape backdrops behind him, but also give him plenty to respond to. It's a tricky balance to interact without interrupting. I like this scrappy music quite a bit. Trumpeter McLean fine-tunes the textures, using electronics like a flexible paintbrush. Drummer Ziv often goes easy on the cymbals for a dry, low-to-the-ground sound, leaving the higher ranges to the horns. Sometimes they're tight, but they can give each other so much room they'll seem to operate independently without clashing. The music is open but keeps moving, and Ornette and company aren't afraid to cut things short. Tracks average around 3 or 4 minutes. Fluid structures and quirky instrumentation give new vocabulary an elusive, lightning-in-a-bottle quality. The trio feels less like a band than a temporary alliance. Jordan McLean and Amir Ziv still hang with Ornette Coleman sometimes, but nowadays they're more apt to play pool. As always, when tangling with Ornette, they gotta bring their A game.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Ornette Coleman's new album, New Vocabulary.